is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word. Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Jeremiah chapter 6 once again, continuing our study about the path of Jeremiah 6. So if you have access to a Bible, go grab it, pick it up, and join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you real quick about our little prayer journals. We send out many of these every week. We get requests for these. The little prayer journal is simply a little notebook you can put into a shirt pocket, a purse, a Bible case, something like that. I often carry mine to church with me, and when people ask for prayer, I'm able to pull it out and write it down right then. And remember to pray for those, and then remember to mark them off as God answers those prayers. Now, the prayer journals are absolutely free. All you have to do is contact us. There's three ways you can do that. First of all, through the website at considerhisword.org, click on the link that says Contact Us, and from there, send us an address, and then send us the call letters where you're hearing this program today. Now, I do want to mention, I've forgotten again, just in the last couple of weeks, I've gotten a couple of requests from people for the prayer journal. They tell us where they're hearing the program, and they do not provide an address. We can't send them to you. If you don't give us an address, so make sure you include that on the note. So through the website, considerhisword.org, contact us. Again, send us an address and send us where you're hearing the program today. Now, you can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. That's considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, as many do, you can also just simply write to us. Here's our address. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, we're in Jeremiah chapter 6. We've been looking at this for the last several weeks, and we've got at least a couple more weeks more to go. There's some things, particular things I want to point out, and as we read this passage of Scripture, I want to particularly emphasize verse 16. And it's kind of the key hope of this whole passage of Scripture. Let's begin reading in Jeremiah chapter 6. I'm going to start reading at verse 10. I'm going to read quite a bit today. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding it in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with them that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, and their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Now here's our key verse. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken, or we will not listen. Now, as I mentioned before, this time of Jeremiah, this time of the scripture, is a very difficult time. It was a time of great rebellion and a great time of actually rejecting the Lord. The people had turned away from God and had turned to idols and were worshiping all kinds of things except for the Lord. And on all of this, much of this language in this passage of scripture is about judgment, you know, where he speaks about that he's going to visit the land. And let me read in verse 15. It says, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall at the time I visit them. They shall be cast down. All of those are words of judgment that's coming down upon the people. But why? Now, very quickly, I want to go back and look at just a couple of things so we can kind of set the stage. First of all, was a total rejection of God and his word. We go back again to back into verse 10 that says that they will not listen to the word of the Lord because it's a reproach to them. In other words, the word of God was offensive. It's amazing how many people are offended by the word of God. In fact, I saw it not too long ago where somebody was talking about the love of God and how God loved people and loved this particular individual. And they called that hate speech. They were offended by the word of God. He said they had no delight in it. So they had no use for God or his word at all. But also look at the corruption that was going on. We read again from verse 13, from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone was given to covetousness. Now, first of all, from the least of them to the greatest, I think that could mean a number of things. I think that could be from just the common worker out in the field to the kings and to the politicians. Every economic stratus that you could imagine, I think, is included in that. It could have to do with rank, from the most important to the least important. It could even deal with age, from the youngest to those. Either way, it's a very all-encompassing phrase that the least of them to the greatest of them, everyone, he said, everyone is given to covetousness. Now, what does that mean, given to covetousness? It comes down to this. Everybody wants what you have. Does that sound familiar? Everybody wants what you have. Do you know everybody wants your money? How many phone calls do you get every day of somebody pestering you because in the end, they just want your money? And whether they're going to do it by swindle or by scamming you or whatever, they just want your money. And we have to be so careful. Oh, how many have had your credit cards hacked and had your bank accounts hacked because somebody wants your money? I mean, it's everywhere. And it gets very frustrating, I know. And listen, I don't want to skip over this because I think this is important, because at the end of verse 13, it says, from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. You couldn't even trust the preachers. And sadly, in many cases, that's still true today. Preachers who are after your money, that's all that they want. While they rake in millions and millions of dollars that could feed millions and millions of people, they're out buying multiple mansions and jets and all of these things. Because really, the bottom of the line, notice he said they deal falsely. You know, they're going to tell you this money is for a particular ministry or a particular thing, and then they go out and blow it all on themselves and on all these expensive and high-dollar things. It's sad to say, but that's the truth of it. You see, notice it was everywhere. It was ongoing, and tell you, to me, when I read this, it sounds like a lot of what's going on today. And then, you know, they were saying that they, verse 14 said, they healed also the hurt of my daughter peaceful slightly. In other words, they were offering a false hope. The word slightly here means superficially. It's like having a big gash on your arm or your leg and then trying to fix it by putting a Band-Aid on it. It wasn't really helping. It was just superficial, something that was... And look what they were saying. You know, they were saying, peace, peace. It's like saying, oh, everything is okay. It's all going to be all right. When the truth of it is, it was not all right. I think today we call that gaslighting, telling you an obvious lie over and over again to try to cover over sin or to overcome or whatever wrongdoing. They just tell you a blatant lie about it. And so they're saying, oh, it's okay, it's okay. But you see, in the midst of all of this, and in all the midst of the corruption of Jeremiah, it's verse 16 that gives us hope. And this is where we really want to spend our time. Because now the Lord is speaking, and he said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where he talks about to stand in the ways. The ways were actually like the byways and highways. He's saying, go out and look in the street and see what's going on. Go and see what's taking place. I kind of think of it kind of like going to the mall. You know, I know sometimes when there was a time when my wife and I and the kids, we'd all go to the mall and I'd just go find me a chair somewhere and sit down and just watch people go by and just people watch, you know. Just watch the people while my wife was spending all my money in the stores. And so that's kind of what he's talking about. Just go watch. Just go take a look and see what's going on. And he says, and see. Stand in the way and see. And then ask, he said, for the old paths. Ask for the old paths. You know, when I read that phrase in my mind, I think about the old time religion. And, you know, we've talked about this before. I don't have much use for religion. In fact, religion has done more to damage Christianity than anything I can think of. But what I'm talking about is getting back to the old ways. You know, in Deuteronomy, the last chapter of Deuteronomy, in fact, Moses told the people, he said, go ask the elders and they'll tell you what it was like. Those days when people would dress up to go to church, the days when people would respect God. You know, there used to be a time when you could talk to people about the Lord and they would know exactly what you're talking about. Today, so many people have no idea who God is or what he's like or how he even loves them. And so he's saying, go back and ask. Ask for that old path. Listen, this old path is a well-blazed path. So many have gone before. So many have walked that path and enjoyed life. They enjoyed not only eternal life, but the abundant life in walking with Christ. Deuteronomy 32:7, he said, remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he'll show thee thy elders, and they will tell thee. We've got to get back to the old paths. You know, a path is well-worn when it's been walked over and over and over again. It's clearly seen. It's clearly marked. And you can follow that path. We've got to get back to that old path. We're going to continue this series. Our time is gone for today. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.